Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Hey. What y'all want to do?
Yes, sir.
We going to talk today. The Sacramento Kings get a dub. Let's go.
We
do not know what Sactown brings. When on the low, that's a Sactown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now.
Yeah, we beat the Warriors.
Tell them like the beam
now. Yeah, we beat the Warriors.
You can tell them
like
the beam now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We beat them, but we let the beam on them hoes. Let's go.
Let's go, verse two, baby. Young Zell.
Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. Only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now.
Hey.
Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them
that boy, Young Zell. Man, welcome in here to the Thursday, November 6th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
Man, and the Kings get the dub. It always like feels good.
Always.
No matter who's on the floor. And the Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors.
It's good times always.
I don't care how many potential G League players were out there last night. That does not bother me a bit. I had a blast watching that game. I had a blast at that game. I had a blast celebrating that game. It was, you know what was funny? I didn't realize we were down 9 when it was like 30, maybe it was 29-20 or 30, it was something somewhere around 30-20, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting here like watching the game, and I look up. I go, God, I didn't realize we were down 10 or 9 or whatever it was at the time I looked up. I was like, God, this hasn't that happened quick. And as they just kind of kept lingering around 6, and I kept thinking, I don't think we're going to lose this game. It's like at some point, our guys are going to turn it on. They don't have guys, I think, to turn it on. I mean, like, you hope Moses Moody doesn't go crazy. Jonathan Kuminga doesn't go crazy. You hope, like, Pods doesn't have a night where he goes, like, you know, 6 of 8 from 3 or something. I think the Kings are going to – I think we're going to get this one. Then we started to pull away, and then they came back. It's like, okay, this is going to be a last-second possession type thing. And all I kept thinking was, he ain't here to save you, hoes. So it don't matter. It don't matter. He ain't here to save you, hoes.
Man.
Felt good.
It felt great, first and foremost. And I wasn't as I thought they were going to win the game, but I wasn't as confident. I was not as confident after that first half. But I thought that you kind of alluded to it, we had one of the guys and they didn't. Whether that was Russ, whether that was DeMar, whether Euro Dennis.
Yeah.
You know.
I absolutely thought it was going to be DeMar.
Yeah, man. And DeMar, once again, just went ahead and having another.
Despite the night Russell. Yeah, I was going to say, despite the night Russell Westbrook had, DeMar did lead the team in scoring. It looked different.
Yeah.
But he did lead the team in scoring after getting punched in the face. Clean. It was clean. You know, no foul.
Yeah. But
perfectly clean play.
It happened.
Came back, led the team in scoring after getting punched.
25 on the night for DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, yeah, man, they should win this game. You know what I got frustrated was when I think they went up 6 with about a minute and a half to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, all right, no three-pointers, you're good.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago. I was playing one-on-one with the big homie. My man Brian Seaton, and he was just like a bigger guy than I was when I was younger, and he would get up. We're playing 1-on-1. He'd get up 7-2 or 9-2. We're going to 11, and he would always be like, "All right, I'm not letting you get no twos. Try and make 10 shots in a row to beat me. 10 twos in a row or 10 ones in a row to beat me. You ain't getting the twos because you can make 4 in a row." I don't think you can make 9 in a row. And that's what I always think about in those situations. Does the other team have the time to make 3 2-pointers in a row while the clock is running and you don't make anything? Maybe not. But they can make 2 3-pointers in a row. That's 2 possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough,
yeah,
Pods hit the threshold. Yeah. I said no threes.
They didn't hear you.
And I believe they came back down and hit another one, or they hit a 2. I think to make it a one-point game.
Yeah.
And I was like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go. You had an opportunity to close this thing out, and now Pods and Moody are going to hit shots. But they found a way not to let anything crazy happen and came away with the win.
It did feel like, you know, despite the stars that were out on both sides, that's a game where I might have felt different about it if it was at the Chase Center. It's like, that's like, okay, look, Steph's not here. Jimmy's not here. Zach's not here. Domas isn't here. Keegan's not here. All right. Like, the home team should win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Sacramento was the home team in that one. I do think they have those guys, though. And you're hoping for a Pods moment. You're hoping for a Moses Moody moment, who I thought was absolutely terrific last night. Will Richard going for 30 man. We'll save that discussion for a different day, but it's different, you know, for guys to have a steady stream of points, for guys to have a good game. And then, you know, we talk about this with Zach Levine. It gets different for everybody in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And if nothing else, Russell Westbrook is on this team. DeMar DeRozan is on this team.
Yeah.
DeMar maybe he hasn't looked exactly the way you wanted him to look here in the fourth quarter so far this season, but without Zach Levine, without DeMontis Sabonis, it is down to 2 guys. To make sure that they win. Malik Monk got into that conversation as well, and collectively the Sacramento Kings made sure that they walked out with a victory last night. I do not feel bad about wins are wins. I don't care that Steph and Jimmy did. It's not 2.5 and 5. They're 3 and 5. Right. They needed that win going in. Now they got an Oklahoma City team that lost. They got a Oklahoma City team who lost back-to-back games one time last year at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So it's like Friday was already tough. Friday's the NBA Cup. You got different things going on there. We have no idea who's going to be taking the floor for Sacramento. And it just got that much more difficult because you're going to be tasked with doing – beating Oklahoma City doesn't happen very often, period. Beating Oklahoma City two times in a row statistically never happens. And now you've got to find a way – to make it happen. Jesse?
OKC lost back-to-back once all last season. That was like at the end of the last season, too.
And you know, as that game started to, as the final seconds approached and the Sacramento Kings are up, it's like, all right, they're gonna get this one, man. I walked away from that feeling great about the Kings.
Yeah, man.
It would have been tough to lose that game on your home floor when you still have, for my money, the two best players on the floor. The two best players on the floor last night played for Sacramento. As good as Moses Moody, Will Richard, Jonathan Kuminga, as good as those guys were, they're not better than Russell Westbrook. They're not better than DeMar DeRozan. And that was something you and Hammer were talking about, or maybe it was during the handoff. Like, Sacramento Kings needed to win that game.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And look, nobody was – if they would have lost the game, wouldn't nobody care that Sabonis and LaVine were out?
Nope.
So they're nothing to worry.
Not at all.
They're nothing to apologize for or not feel good about because they had guys out. You win the games. That's what you try to do every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still contend, and I still want to see more. There's a lot that they got to work through. Schedule is still difficult and all this other stuff. But I still maintain. And maybe it's just the effort I see these guys playing with on a nightly basis. I still maintain, I don't think this team is far away from being a real solid team. Everybody looks at them because of the roster makeup and the Kings, like, oh, they're just a sorry team. I don't think that's the case at all. And now you throw in the fact that I think they're going to compete every night. And even more importantly, maybe something I didn't account for, they got a guy like Russell Westbrook that I feel is going to make sure they compete every night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody's not giving their all, or if somebody is, to a certain degree, making him look bad because of the performance and the losing, he's going to talk to somebody. Like, he's not going to just let it fly. He's not going to just be like, ah, it's whatever. No, they've got four guys not playing hard. We'll just move on with the next day. No, he's going to say something. They may have an altercation, whatever, but he's not going to let it slide. Mm-hmm. And I think you combine that with the fact that they do have talented players on there. I don't think they're far away from being a real solid team.
We, you know, the medium that we get to be a part of every day has changed, right? Like, it's not just you and I sitting in a studio with Jesse and we're just talking to each other for 4 hours, you know, maybe people call in or whatever, send emails. Like, we have a group across, you know, multiple video streaming platforms that's up to about 1,100 people right now who can share their feedback instantly. And we talked about diehards earlier. And I always have these moments when being at the arena, and having been at the arena twice in the so far this season, and like, your boy been there to full time.
Look at him.
So I've had the opportunity to, you know, talk to a lot of people, and I promise this long-winded story has a point. The number one thing people said to me after Where's Kenny was, hey man, I love Russ. And I thought, like, that's cool. Like, obviously, like, I get it. They're saying it to me for a reason. Like, I get that. They listen to the show. They know I love Russell Westbrook. But it's also like, we get caught up in Twitter. We get caught up in the chatty house, and we think that's everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody. I like this team. I heard that a lot last night. I heard that a lot against the Lakers. Mm. I like this team. Like I don't know what it means, man. It feels like there's talent here. They might ask why we're not playing Keon. Last night they asked what's going to happen when Keegan comes back. Like those are questions that are had, but it's not I hate this team. Mm. When you open social media, which I did for maybe 6 minutes last night, and even just looking at the chat, I saw something when we were on the Insiders. What's the point? What's the point in all this? Like, man, if you just want to be that miserable, then be that miserable. Like, sports is supposed to be an outlet where you have fun. Mm-hmm. And I've had the opportunity to go to these games as a fan rather than a media member and have fun. I've watched bad basketball in this city as a fan before. It's not fun. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much you like one of those players on the team. It's not fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's not this group.
Right.
This group is not that. And they have moments... We need to have a discussion about Keon Ellis today. Mm. And it's not going to be a discussion. Speaking to the Chatty House and speaking to Twitter, you're going to hate this discussion because I think some of you need to ask yourself a question. And I'll give you time to prepare for this. Everyone, Kyle Madsen's got his stats. I'm going to give everyone time to prepare for this. What makes you think you know something about a player that every coach who has coached him doesn't? Sit with that, and we'll get back to it later. But I'm with you. They're not far. I don't know, nor do I care what this means for next year. I don't know, nor do I care what it means for 2027. That's not my job. I might not be here next year. Hashtag Kyle Shanahan. I enjoy this basketball team. You can see it on the floor. They communicate. They aren't necessarily doing what they're supposed to be doing on the defensive end. That is crystal, crystal clear. But they're communicating to each other. And oftentimes, Keon, Russ, hell, Drew Eubanks, they're communicating to each other aggressively. Mm. And every once in a while, they're pulling Nick aside. I saw Max pulled aside three times. Like, hey, you saw Doug last night. I think it was in the fourth quarter. Drew Eubanks out the game stand them on the sideline, and they're having a very animated discussion about something that went wrong on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. These guys are communicating with each other. They don't have it all figured out. Now, whether they figure it out, I don't know. But there is something there. And I'm not talking championship. I'm not talking about OKC's biggest threat. I'm talking about there's something there in terms of a good basketball team.
I'm with you 100%. And there's a certain level of and it's something that maybe I appreciate that maybe others don't, because they, you know, they can't get past, you know, the long-term plan and all this other stuff. But these guys give a damn. Like, you talk about the animated conversations that are had, mm-hmm. you know, between Doug Christie yeah. and players, and players and each other. And, you know, like, they seem like they give a damn.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm with that. Like, I'm with that. I want to see guys that care about their craft, that care about what the outcome is, or, like I said, the name on the test. And that's what these guys do. Mm-hmm. Like, they care about winning and losing, about competing. And are they going to win every night? Obviously not. Are they some championship team? Obviously not. But, man, that's why I said in the Insider, like, we try to wear it like as a badge of honor here in this city, and rightfully so. I'm not discrediting anybody, but like, oh, we're blue collar. We just want you to work hard. Mm-hmm. That's literally what this team does. Mm-hmm. And there's a contingent of people, and that's, they can do what they want to do. I'm not here to police them. Mm-hmm. But if we are about that, if we are about like, hey, just work hard and, you know, put your blue collar shirt on, and we're going to love you here, then let's be about it then. If things have changed, if that was cute when we were a younger basketball franchise here in mm-hmm. Sacramento, in a different type of city, and things have changed, and all we care about is wins and losses and the process of how we get to those wins and losses, mm-hmm. then say that. But if you're not going to have a certain level of appreciation for what these guys are doing, please don't bring up, all we want in this city is for you to try hard. Don't say that no more. Don't say that, because that's not the truth if you don't have an appreciation for what these guys are doing.
Can I ask a question? They want you to try hard. I also want you to be cheap. They want you to try hard if you're a $3 million a year player. But if you're trying hard as a $48 million player, we're going to need more than that. Which is crazy. It's crazy because you have a $48 million player who's scoring 30 points a game, and it's still not enough to make you change your opinion on him. And it seems like, look, everyone's a Russ fan today, right? Now, there's going to come a game where the numbers don't look like that. Russ does something to drive you crazy, and a lot of you are going to be out. It's the Russell Westbrook experience. I understand that. But if Russ made $25 million a year, not many people would be reacting the way that they are today. There is some weird psychological component to the salaries of the players that you're rooting for that factors into how you think about them. And I don't think the love fest where Russell Westbrook would be there if he had not signed a league minimum contract this year. Because, yo, DeMar works. Malik works. I think that Malik is the one guy. Malik's untouchable. Like, this fan base loves Malik Monk. Yeah. The only guy at the Roseville Galleria that got a bigger pop than Russell Westbrook when I asked, who is your favorite player? Tepid response for Keegan Murray. It's not a shot. Tepid response for DeMontis Sabonis. 100% approval rate for Malik Monk. Like, they love that dude. And missed him for two games and saw what he did last night. Like, his performance was drowned out by what the other guys did. But and Malik, too. The similarities between Malik and Russ are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Malik has some moments where it's like, hey, But then he has a few moments where you're on your feet and you're screaming and you're going Arsenio and the whole thing, because he just did something that, you know, paraphrase Gorilla Monsoon, blew the roof off the Golden One Center.
Yeah.
And it's like the work hard thing just strangely seems to tie to what these guys make. And I've never understood it. I don't understand it now. I can't understand who some how people. And this is one thing that I really do appreciate about James. James is obviously a journalist. He's covering the basketball team, and he is very strict in the way he covers this basketball team. He doesn't go on the insiders, and he doesn't come on our show and discuss the Sacramento Kings as a Sacramento Kings fan.
Mm-hmm.
He discusses it as James Hamm of ESPN, of the insiders, of the Kings beat.
Yeah.
That's what he does. You and I, we're in different positions. Like, we have the ability very delicately to navigate those different waters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't wrap my brain around how, you know, James has been great at, like, hey, Zach LaVine's been really good this year. James Hamm is not a Zach LaVine. He doesn't love his game, mm-hmm. and what he brings to the Kings and the amount of money that he makes and all of that. And he has pointed that out. But every game this year, with the exception of the last one, which we might have a little bit more context to here, given that he didn't play last night, Zach LaVine has been terrific. He has been absolutely terrific this year. He has been everything you would want him to be if you're a Sacramento King or if you're in the Sacramento Kings front office.
Mm-hmm.
I have not heard a lot of other people say that. And you marry yourself to this narrative that you started at the end of last year because you were upset with how the season ended, and I completely understand. You're upset about the direction of this franchise, and I completely understand. 3-5, I'm thrilled that the Kings are 3-5 because 2-6 going into Friday would have been a hell of a lot worse. But 3-5, I get it. You know, you had your eyes, you know, 2 years ago, it looked like we had a bright future and amazing things ahead and 50-plus wins and is a second round of success and all of that. And none of that materialized. And I think all of this traces back to we're all still bitter about that. And at some point, got to let that go. Understand we're in an entirely different process. I mean, it was hilarious, like, it was Katie that pointed out, she was like, hey, besides Malik, was anyone on the floor on the team last year? And I looked around and I'm like, well, no, because DeMar was out. This was after DeMar got clotheslined. And it was like Max and Neek and Russ was out there. And I'm like, yeah. Nope. None of them. Just Malik. And it's like, wow, this is really an entirely different group that we have out there.
Yeah.
But this is a, you're right, man. This team works hard.
Mm-hmm.
This team works really hard.
Yeah, they get at it, man. And I want to see that continue. You know, I don't want this to be an early season thing. I want to see these guys compete. And we can talk about this a little bit more because like it or love it, hate it or love it, whatever.
Underdogs on top.
There's something that I want to get your opinion on. I want to get Jesse's opinion on. And I think the code might have been cracked already. The code might have been cracked.
Well, there's your tease.
Is that a Chris Jericho reference?
Oh yeah. Y2KC next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.